I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
DNA testing kits, which can reveal ancestry, have been growing in popularity over the years. But what do people do when they find out life-changing information? KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams spoke with two Philadelphia women who discovered they're not who they thought they were.
Lisa Swire from Philadelphia lived most of her life not knowing she was anything but Caucasian.
I sing. If I got to the point where like there was too much soul coming out, it scared me because I was like, where is that coming from? You know, like I was a white woman.
Lisa became interested in tracing her family tree in 2014. She wanted to present the results to her father for Christmas. Her mother, however, became irritated that she was digging into her history, telling her,
"You will never know where you came from, and I'm not talking about this while he's still here, while he's still living."
Her mother was referring to whom Lisa thought was her father. But with that, Lisa couldn't let it go. She was in her early 40s when she took a DNA test. And when the results came back, the first word she saw was
Africa. Now, I grew up with two white parents. My dad's telling me we're from Ireland. I knew I looked like my mom's side family. Her entire family has curly hair, so that wasn't unusual.
She says for years, people always asked, "What are you?" And people would ask her mother, "Is she yours?" So there was a sense of relief when she finally learned the truth, and her mother admitted to her privately to having an affair with another married man who was black. Her darker skin tone finally made sense.
The most challenging part about it is that I spent my entire childhood and most of my adulthood defending who I am. And then I found out who I was.
With the rise of cheap in-home genetic testing, it's estimated that more than 7 million Americans have taken a DNA test to trace their ancestry. For some, it's a fun and rewarding hobby. For others, it can lead to an existential dilemma.
It was a shocking, very much a shocking experience, to the point that I had to back away from all social media. I couldn't do it anymore.
Donna Gary from Philly would look in the mirror and at her siblings and her parents who were African-American, and she realized something wasn't right. Her mother refused to answer any questions. Donna took a DNA test and said many Hispanic names came up in her ancestry profile. She was told one of her parents was Hispanic. She was able to track her paternal family down in Puerto Rico.
Unfortunately, by the time that I found out who my biological father was, he was deceased. He had died a year before my mother. I was able to trick a sibling into doing a DNA test, and that's how I confirmed who my father was.
Both Lisa and Donna are now members of a group called Right to Know, which offers support for those who find out their true genetic identity is different than what they thought. Kara Rubenstein-Darien is the group's co-founder. She says oftentimes people feel like something must be wrong with them.
It's because we don't have genetic mirroring. Genetic mirroring is when you see yourself in the people around you, right? And so you can see yourself in one side, but not the other, and you think something's wrong with you.
Co-founder Alicia Weiss says when people go through this, they have lots of emotions to work through.
Anger, grief, shock, everything that these ladies have told you about too, on top of the ethnicity and cultural shift, is absolutely, it's mind blowing.
Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.